Come on, Mose, what's the matter?
Wait a minute, I thought I'd seen somebody looking out the window. Well, look who's back in town, old Hank Mudge. Come up here, Hank.
What are you looking there for?
Never mind, come up.
All right.
This rehearsal has got to wait. I haven't seen Hank for a cool day. Hello, Hank. Lord bless you. How is you?
Hello, Moose. Margaret, I'm glad to see you. Say, Moose, what's been going on in this little town since I've been gone?
Well, there's a heap of scandalous things going on. Oh, divorces galore. Oh, my. Old Hank's Amanda Brown, she's done got divorced.
But say, Moose, tell me, does your mother and father live happy together now?
They're living happy, but not together.
Say, Moses, you know they're going to change three words in the matrimonial ceremony.
What three words are they going to change?
Love, honor, and obey.
What three words are they going to substitute for them?
Stop, look, and listen.
Look at me. I've been keeping company with a young lady for a long while, and we are engaged to be married. About a year ago, she says to me, don't you think we'd better start to save money for our wedding day? I said, yes, that's a good idea. Then she says, I'll save all my money, and you save all your money. And the end of a year, we'll go see how much we'll save. So I said, all right. And at the end of the year, I says, Linda, how much have you saved? She said, I've saved $4.50. So we took the $5, and we out looking for to buy a house. She put $5 down and $5 a month until it's paid for. And when the landlords get through profiteering, I know we'll have it paid for.
But great Moses, I'm in an awful mix-up myself.
How is that?
I've been keeping company with a young lady for 2 years. I asked the young lady, wouldn't she become my wife? And she said she begged to be excused. And me, like a darn fool, I excused her. But that's all right. I got even the girl by marrying her mother. Then my father up and married my wife's daughter, my ex-best girl. Now I don't know who I am. When I married the girl's mother, the girl, of course, became my stepdaughter. And when my father married my stepdaughter, does he become my stepson? When my father married my stepdaughter, did she become my stepmother? If my father is my son and my daughter my mother, whom the devil am I? My mother's mother, which is my wife, must be my grandmother. And I being my grandmother's husband, does this make me my own grandfather?
Well, I must believe you now as we got a rehearsal.
Rehearsal for what?
A benefit for the Standard Oil Company.
Well, see, I'd like to rehearse with you.
Can you sing?
I can sing a little.
Well, let's hear you.
All right. Did you ever hear tell of a nigger and a bee?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
I know the little creature case I fed them to, you see.
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Did you ever see a nigger try to catch a bee at night?
Yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Then he ran like the devil when the bee began to bite.
Yes, he did.
Yes, I did.
Then the nigger, he said to the bee, there's sights in the garden for to see. You suck the flowers and get all the honey. I'll lay around and get all the money. Then the nigger, he thought he'd be funny. He robbed the little bee of his honey. But the bee laid for him and didn't have fun. My goodness gracious, how the nigger did run. Then the bee, the bee, the little humming bee, stung that nigger so bad, that nigger could hardly see. How's that, Moose?
Well, you're all right. Why, that's fine. You're a man.